time is running out to strike a new deal this year on the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mexico's economic minister said yesterday that he does not think there will be a new agreement by Thursday. Now, that's a deadline set by House Speaker Paul Ryan, who says Congress would need a deal by then to vote on it before the midterm elections. On Fox News this morning, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the U.S. could still pull out of NAFTA.
We still want to see something happen, and we're going to continue in those conversations. They're ongoing now, and we're pushing forward and hopeful that we can get something done soon.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this week the countries are very close to an agreement. Charisse Jones of USA Today joins us now. Hi, Charisse.
Hello.
Hey, so we're hearing different things from different countries here about whether or not we're going to see a deal this week. What should we believe? What is likely to happen?
Well, it doesn't look too good for this week, but there's still a chance that sometime in June they will come to the table and get something hammered out because there's a lot of dueling time pressures. You know, on June 1st, they're talking about imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum from Mexico and Canada. There's an election in Mexico on July 1st, and they're worried about that as well, you know, a new leadership coming in. So they want to try and get this done before then. But if they don't do it by July, it's not looking too good for this year.
So those are some reasons for this somewhat arbitrary deadline, but it is also because of politics in the United States. Paul Ryan wants to keep this deal out of the midterm elections. What are his considerations?
Yeah, you know, big business is not crazy about renegotiating NAFTA. And there's, you know, a clause basically that says that the president can get a vote up or down without amendments on a trade pact, but Congress has 90 days before it's signed to do that. And so, you know, if he runs out the clock, then he doesn't have to take on constituents and donors who are not really happy about this agreement being renegotiated.
One of the biggest sticking points, it looks like, as these talks go on and have been going on, is that it's from the auto industry. And they're having these questions about country of origin requirements. What does the U.S. want there?
Yeah, it's getting kind of complicated. I mean, basically, they want if 40% of the car parts have to be made by people who make $16 an hour or more. And that's something that's going to be difficult for Mexico, where the wages are sometimes as low as less than $4. And then Detroit automakers are happy about it because they pay, you know, those wages on the factory floor and to research and development. But foreign car makers who make cars here do more of their R&D overseas, so it may not be as good for them. So there's a lot of friction going on there as well.
From the point of view of the Mexicans, I know they're concerned about something called a sunset provision, which basically means the deal would have to, what, be renegotiated every 5 years? What are their concerns?
Yeah, they don't want to, you know, make all of these concessions and then you can be back at the table in 5 years and renegotiate the whole thing all over again. And, you know, Mexico has really, you know, prospered with NAFTA, and they want to keep that going. And they're very concerned about an agreement that's going to tilt more towards the U.S. and away from them. So, you know, all of those are concerns.
So just a few seconds left. What do you think the chances are the White House just decides to pull out of the deal?
Well, they might do it, but if they do, it could really be catastrophic. We're talking about the GDP being affected, millions of jobs being lost. So it's an expensive gamble to take.
All right. We're going to keep an eye on it. Charisse Jones of USA Today. Thanks very much.
Thank you.